When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Welcome to Will You Accept This Rose, a production of iHeartRadio.
Oh, yeah.
Thank God I'm slightly better Wi-Fi, and I'm in a room with wallpaper covered in pagodas, holding a microphone that looks like a dick. I will accept your rose because I'm classy, I'm a lady, and I have a night shoot tonight. I would love to accept your rose. I've spent a lot of time alone in this hotel in Seattle, and I've gotten a little weird, and I know every single person that works at this hotel. Hello, welcome to a very special episode of Will You Accept This Rose? My name is Arden Marine, coming to you from an office room at a hotel in Seattle that's way echoey but has better Wi-Fi than my room. But I do have pagodas and like pelicans over my shoulder, and I am still holding a microphone covered in a baby sock. Now apparently the sock makes it look like a vibrator that also has a USB port and can be used as a microphone. I was informed that by my first guest. You may know him. Excuse me. Not only is he an astronaut, excuse me, like he's literally trained to go to space, excuse me. He's also a businessman, I'm sorry. He's also my future partner on the amazing race where I'm the liability, the razzle part of Razzle Dazzle. I am the one, I can drive a stick shift, but I can't scale a building. You know, look, I'm not going to lie to you. He was a member of NSYNC. That has been topped, you guys. Even more importantly, I screeched last night in real time because I couldn't pause it. He is the host this week of Bachelor in Paradise. Somebody, look, I loved David Spade. I'm not going to act like I didn't love David Spade, but you know who I love more? My friend, my king, the person I'm going to disappoint on a game show, ladies and gentlemen, Lance Bass.
Oh, thank you. Please tell that to ABC.
You were so good. Oh my God. I mean,
it was a blast. I mean, you know, we're freak fans of this show. So to be able to walk on that beach and, you know, the first 10 minutes I'm geeking out, taking pictures in every corner. I'm like, this is where this happened. This is where this happened. Oh, my God, look at me. I'm Wells behind the bar.
Yeah.
And then I went into host mode. I'm like, all right, now I got to be
like,
cool.
Yeah, you're like, you have to be cool. No, I saw you immediately diving in and chatting with the – I mean, I loved it. You just got like right – I could tell you were a fan. I could tell you were like, let me go like belly – like hang out – like belly up to the breakfast bar. Like that's the – in the morning is when the gals want to chat. Like when they're having their eggs and their tortillas, and like I was there for it. I loved it. Okay, but we have so much more to discuss from this. Also here, well, we're going to skip. Somebody just ran away. So we're going to go to.
I'm here.
Okay.
Okay. The dog out.
Excuse me. A person who, can I just say, not only that he went to Georgetown. I'm just saying that. Not that that matters, but he's smart. Okay. He's also an incredible artist. I am fully stuck. I want one of his glitter pieces. I am so, I'm so on brand for a person who loves design, a person who loves art, and a person who is made of glitter. Excuse me. Like, that is exactly what I want in my life. And you killed me last time you were on. You made me laugh. Your impression of Greg being a chode, you pouting as Greg, you gaslighting as Greg. Like, I kept thinking about it for days. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Michael Turchin. Okay. Hi. Okay. We're going to come back to you. Also here. This is a friendship that happened in my garage. This friendship came in hot. This friendship came in. This friendship is like, oh, this is the forever pairing. We just adore him so much. He's also going to be in the Seattle area this weekend doing stand-up. Why wasn't he here last weekend so I could have hung out with him? I don't know, because I'm leaving tomorrow. Here's all I know. He is the host of The Dollop, but more importantly, he is Lance Bass and Michael Turchin's new best friend, and he grew a mustache just for the podcast, just to prove his friendship loyalty. Ladies and gentlemen, Gareth Reynolds!
Yes, hey! Me with a mustache.
I love your mustache.
It's in the awkward. Yeah, well, it's in the phase where it's freshly shaved, so it's particularly like van creepy now.
I love it. Does feel like it feels like you're gonna end up under some floorboards if you like go meet you for a coffee.
It feels like I sell vibrators that have plugins.
And also can work as USB mics.
Yeah, no, it's karaoke. It's for karaoke and for self sexing. So it's rare.
Perfect.
Yeah, you can do both.
You could do Zoom stand up. You can do anything.
Just
you
sing
need.
From your diaphragm and it does everything.
He is also, very importantly, the father of a tuxedo cat named Jose, who he has a piece of artwork. There's
yes,
Jose.
It's not as good as something nice. Michael would do, but it needs glitter.
Yeah.
But
I wish.
It's good. It's, yeah.
He
it's
would glitter the shit out of that.
You could even use some litter. You could get meta. You could do litter.
Oh my God. I would love that in glitter litter. That would be the greatest. Also here with us is the production team. I know they were excited about this combo. I know they love this friendship group. I'm going to say, look, Miles and Padgett, they fell in friendship love this season too. Like that was another great podcast pairing. I'm going to say, I feel like this is the strongest friendship thruple we've had ever on the podcast. I feel like this friendship grouping is like really coming in hot and I love it. Anna Hosni, Katie Levine, Dr. Banana, how are you gals?
Great.
How do you feel about this friendship grouping?
I love it. Look, this is a very exciting time. You know, I feel like we're like living within the podcast world because we have Lance on, who was literally on our screens last night.
Oh my God. It's the greatest.
I was so excited. And Lance, your hair looked really cool.
You look so cute.
Your hair was great. And you were so fun.
No, it was weird because it was kind of that in between, because it was really cool blue. But then when I got to Mexico, you know, there's no one doing hair down there. So, so that was me putting like a color wash in every night before I would shoot.
Oh, you had to do your own hair and stuff like that?
I had to do my own hair. Yes, sure did. Unfortunately.
You look cute. All right, here we are. So we start out, we see the women on the beach. They're walking in their bikinis. They've got black bars on the, like on the booty because they can't show. I don't know who it was.
It was Demi.
It was Demi.
Who was just walking around bottomless, apparently.
she was pulling a Kenny.
Yeah, totally, yeah.
And then they had, which I loved the entrance. There was a boombox that said, play me. And all of a sudden, they started playing it. And they did a whole montage of everybody singing, It's Gonna Be Me by NSYNC. And it was... Kenny could not believe it. Kenny's mind was blown. Wow. I mean, when somebody tweeted us, it's like, if somebody doesn't say that Kenny's here, not here for the right reasons, like he could not believe that he's just here to meet Lance, but he couldn't believe it.
Going to offer Lance a rose soon.
Yeah.
Will you?
I, I loved it. You came in. How did you feel about your entrance? Tell us about Kenny. Tell us everything. And Connor dancing like a fool. Just like, I loved it. Lance Bass.
I mean, it was a fun entrance. I was just hoping that half of them would know who I was. I was pleasantly surprised that they knew the song and were excited. I was definitely keeping an eye on Kenny because I know we have our boy band connection. He was playing it really cool, though. Really, really cool.
I mean, he might try to poach you. He might be your new manager.
Yeah. I mean, look, I did so many more interviews that didn't air, of course. I mean, I took groups and I got the tea from everyone. And Kenny was definitely one of those that I went straight to get the lowdown. But he's been real cool. Real cool.
I have a weird soft spot for Kenny. Yeah. Did you watch In Closed Caption? Was he actually nude the first week? Did you see? Was he actually naked?
No, he was basically wearing a sock.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
Oh, like your microphone, Arden.
Yeah, he's wearing a baby sock, which wasn't so weird.
Oh, okay. Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
From what I saw, it was sock. Because, I mean, I would imagine that, you know, I don't think ABC would allow that for, you know, a guy just to put their penis in girls' faces as you're filming.
No, you need a sock in between it so it's their faces.
That's classy.
Exactly. That's the ABC family stuff.
My microphone was actually the stand-in for Kenny. Like when he wasn't there for his mic, this was actually the stand-in with a baby sock. Okay, so tell us. So you walk in. Which of anything that didn't air, like who were you most excited to meet? How is Demi?
Demi was great. I mean, she's good television, right? She's ridiculous. This season, you know, she's come in just to stir the pot, as we see at the opening credits.
Yeah.
And I mean, she's there for a reason. And it's really just to cause mayhem.
I know, exactly.
Which I'm here for.
I like her. I like she's a new personality this season. She's like Anna Nicole Smith a bit. She's like, hi. What are you doing? I don't know.
She looks great. She looks really great.
She looks great, but she's like extra Anna Nicole Smith in the mind and the voice and the personality, right?
That's good.
That's a really great point because I feel like we were talking yesterday about how season one, she was a shit star. Paradise, we got the soft side of Demi. We had the empathy, the sort of layers were removed. We found out she'd struggle with being bisexual, and then she got engaged to a woman. She sort of stopped causing shit. Her engagement was very sweet. Yeah. And then she's like, you know what? Let's just back up the bus and like throw a little Anna Nicole Smith on like Demi 1.0.
Yeah, exactly.
I do think a lot of people get stuck in the machine of this franchise and almost maybe addicted to the franchise and don't quite know what to do when they're not on it. And so maybe she feels she needs to amp it up a little bit.
Yeah. It's her identity.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm loving it.
Yeah. She's great. And the other person that I really wanted to meet and I was so glad he was in there was Grocery Store Joe. I just absolutely love him. I want him to find love so badly.
Whenever there's the oldest person on something, I'm always like, that guy's not too old. He's great. Get him around.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But is that, strangely, is Kenny. Kenny's 40.
That's insane, obviously. That's not possible.
I know. Grocery Store Joe was very sweet.
Oh, so sweet. And, you know, he was going through it that week. So, you know, he was so in his head.
We saw it. He is very shallow waters. Like it just like any ripple of emotion just like runs across his face.
But and I had a good conversation with him. I was trying to talk him off the ledge because I saw him by himself walking down the beach. I'm like, all right, are you okay? Are you good? Are you gonna are you gonna cut yourself?
You're off the Paradise Beach. You're actually in a different beach now, Joe. So you're not legally you can't be on this beach anymore. He's just in the ocean. Joe, you gotta come in, bud. You're too far, Joe.
Gareth, how do you feel about Joe?
I like Joe. I mean, I like this is the first time I've really watched one of these from the beginning, and it was great. To me, makes all the sense in the world of going through The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, if you end up on this show where it's actually 100%. Not normal, but it's such a better reality where you can live and occupy. Yes, for sure.
I feel like Lance and Michael, I told you that. I think we were like, look, these are just the farm teams. I believe you were slightly hesitant or confused about Paradise.
I've been hurt. So I was careful. But no, it is great. It's very gratifying. And I do like Joe a lot. But then I also like that he's going with Serena. I like that a lot. I like that he's going there, that he was like down, a little despondent. And then I feel like he's, you know.
So you like the 35-year-old and the 23-year-old.
I like it for him.
Great. I love it. Sure.
Not for me. I like someone my age. I would never. Disgusting for other people.
Okay. So then here comes Lance. Loved it. So you're like talking to people. You're giving great advice. You're like, oh, yeah. You've got to keep an open mind. You've got to step your game up. Like you were just there. Michael, how did it feel watching the love of
did
your
you
life?
Watch, Michael?
Were you watching in real time? Were you nervous for him?
No, we watched it together. They sent us the episode like the day before.
Were you afraid?
No, they wouldn't let me go to set because of COVID.
He was in quarantine.
I was just in the hotel room ordering room service the whole time, which was also great.
Sounds great too, yeah.
I love flavors. So I love to eat.
I mean, they put us in the most incredible resort all by ourselves. I mean, it was nice. Spectacular. Yeah.
Oh, God.
It was me and the crabs. Chasing me around my room.
I've been there. Vegas. Caesar's <Right. laughs> Palace. Yeah.
So then all the guys are like, hey, okay, so it's pretty mellow, right? Like, yeah, boy, I sure hope Thomas doesn't come. Dun, dun, dun. Greatest storytelling. I just love the heavy-handed, like, it's so relaxing to watch a show that just gives you exactly what, they don't make you wait for it. They tease it, and then they immediately pay it off with, like, thunder and lightning and crows coming in. And here comes Thomas. And then they're like, uh-oh, we don't want Thomas. He hates us. And then when he walked in, to say the phrase, all the ladies got a lady boner, would be like,
oh, yeah. Oh
my God. And then like to watch the montage of the guys be so – we'll let Anna, you did an impression of when the guys saw – Anna sent us a video of her smoking a blunt and acting out the guys seeing Thomas Les. I got it at like 1 a.m. Anna, will you do an audio reenactment of you getting high, watching TV, seeing the guys?
Oh, God, you put me on the spot in front of Lance.
You can do it, but you can see he's not judgmental. You could be just like grocery store Joe hiding on a day bed and he'll come rescue you.
I just want to say it all stems from I had a professor in college who, a film professor, every time there was any tension between men, she would analyze it as homoeroticism. So in my mind, I was like, God, so much homoeroticism. They're obsessed with Thomas. They're obsessed. It's all homoeroticism.
They're obsessed with him.
They are obsessed. They are obsessed with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His the panic of them being like, that was the energy, like almost immediately, of like, he's been here for 2 minutes.
He's not that bad. He's like a slightly less chody version of Josh Murray. You know what I mean? Like Josh Murray, the pizza eater, who's like, mwah, mwah. You miss Tim Gareth. You don't know Josh Murray. He was like a baseball player that was kind of a chode, and he would just like eat pizza, we'd watch him just eat on Paradise all this pizza from that resort, and he'd be like, mwah, mwah. But like all the whip, but he would like kiss and be like, mwah,
mwah. Oh, mwah.
Pizza the mouth.
Mwah. It was like a real wet pizza kiss every time.
Oh, that's a horrible way of putting it.
They had like heat stroke. It was like he and this like single mom, this like hot single mom. They had like heat stroke, and they would just kind of like lie around and just like make out and like pass out.
He was always so sweaty and eating pizza, and then
Lance, how hot is that beach? Because everyone looks like they had a bucket of lube dumped on.
Yeah. Well, especially Taj Wan. Poor Taj Wan.
I know. She's just, really getting hit with. I would be just, like that.
She's just perpetually in like menopause mode.
It's brutal.
No, it is. It's way hotter than I even thought. And I'm not a big sweater. I even do Botox in my armpit just to make sure that I don't sweat.
Yes, you do.
But then you see me on that date, and I mean, I didn't even realize how sweaty I was.
Well, you were inside in like a suit in a weird like magician's room, you know, like it wasn't exactly airy. You weren't on an al fresco terrace, and I'm sure they couldn't run the AC for audio.
Yeah. That's no, crazy. Well, there was no AC in this room. They had a makeshift restaurant with all the windows open. So it was, we were basically outside.
Okay, so here comes Thomas. The women go crazy, and I gotta tell you, Thomas coming in and constantly talking about his height. Oh my god, I love this so much.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I love that he did this. The montage once they pointed it out. And like the women, because his season hadn't aired before, like they'd heard that he sucked, but they hadn't seen it firsthand. The other guys I also felt like were reasonable who weren't on his season, who were like, okay, well, let's give him a fair shot. Like, what did he do? Okay, well, he didn't do that to me, so we'll see. And then like, but then even the women, he's a very good looking man. Jim Jeffries was on. He said he met Thomas before the season began, that he came to one of his stand-up shows and like came backstage. And Jim was just struck by how gorgeous Thomas was. Like, he couldn't believe how gorgeous Thomas was. But like, so apparently he's stunning in real life. But watching the montage of even the women being like, he's kind of an idiot. He keeps talking about his height, and that he did the same thing of like, oh, you better tell me not to, I'm going to bump my head.
Yeah.
How tall are you? I'm 6'6". Like, oh my God, I loved it.
Really
it.
6'4".
Yeah. You always go up a little bit, but it's like, well, do your eyes not work? Like, you always have to have ladies tell you like the ceiling is short before you enter a room. Like, I mean, you're just like operating the world with your body.
But I have to admit, there's a lot of hobbit-like areas on that beach, because even I was too tall for a lot of those. So literally, the confessional where everyone's in this dark little room, it's literally a dark little hobbit room where you have to duck like this, get in your seat, crabs everywhere. Definitely at night, the ocean is running into that room. Again, high tide is something else there.
Is it weird now to watch the show, like, now knowing exactly where it is?
Mm-hmm. You know, it's so funny. You know, I had my visual of what it would look like, you know, in my head.
Yeah.
It's exactly like that. Like, there's nothing different. I'm like, wow, this is so recognizable. It's
We all have to go. I need to go.
We need to plan. Yeah. I mean,
let's go.
We should do it. You know what sucks about that, though? All the decoration they do, which I think is like really fun. They strip all that away. The hotel makes them paint everything back white and boring.
Oh, no. I want the fun decor. Yes, Garrett. No, yeah.
They would make more money if they were like, this is the Bachelor in Paradise Hotel. You want to get the experience? Yeah.
You think I'm not going to travel with some acrylic paints? You think that Michael and I can't go in there and just like glitter the shit out of that and make it fun?
Razzle dazzle.
Let's do a podcast field trip to Sayulita.
That would be amazing.
I would do that. Literally, I'll do that this fall, hurricane season. Let's go.
We'll stay in the resort that we stayed in.
Great. And the rest of us.
I'll stay in the confessional shire. I'll stay in that little room.
I
might hit my head. I'm extremely large. I've been known to be very big.
Oh, how tall are you?
I was 6'6", but I don't want to talk about it. It doesn't define me in any way. Me.
Gareth, when did you start growing your mustache?
Well, I shaved it in today, but it's been growing as a beard. I've been covering up it as a beard for about 3 weeks or so.
I think the mustache is a very fun move. I fully support the mustache.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think it's good look.
I feel like it would not get me roses on the beach, but I'll take it.
No.
I'm a comedian. I'm allowed to do it.
Yeah. I think it's fun. Yeah, I think it's not full Tom Selleck. Like, there's more of an angle than Tom Selleck. There's like an angle happening.
Thank you. That means a lot. I don't know what it means, but it means a lot. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, hopefully it doesn't bump into stuff, because a lot of times it'll hit things when I move. It's really
you're so
bushy.
Tall?
It's bushy and I'm tall. Yeah. I'm 6'6". Go ahead, though.
Doesn't okay, so me. So Marissa likes Thomas. Tammy thinks he's so hot. All the women that we think are in these solid relationships.
Yeah. Oh, it's over.
They go into heat the second Thomas walks in. They are like just fully in heat, primally just like their ovaries are just on fire, just like like loving him. And so then he picks Serena P. And she says, if someone makes out with this guy, I'll be okay if it's me. And we think Grocery Store Joe has a tight lock on Serena P, but honey. Okay, Michael. Mm-hmm. Is Serena P as gorgeous? Well, I guess you didn't see her. You never
saw
her.
I never saw her.
Okay, Liz, is she gorgeous?
She is absolutely gorgeous in person.
Are they all like prettier in person? Would you say?
For the most part, yeah. Everyone looks better in person.
Wow. Yeah.
And even in this sweaty heat, everyone looked great.
All the contestants I've ever met have been better looking than anyone I've ever seen in real life.
The one that really, I just was floored at how gorgeous was Caitlin when she comes in, which she comes in next week.
Which one was Caitlin?
Isn't her name Caitlin? Or is it Kate? Who's the Bachelorette that's coming in?
Oh.
You're giving spoilers away.
No. They've already aired that. Becca. She's gorgeous. Yeah. She's gorgeous.
Yeah. I mean, it was like, because she spent a lot of time with me before I brought her in. And
she's stunning.
Stunning, yes.
Interesting, because she seemed more like beautiful, but like real. But
like real, not just like so like, wow, like your Barbie doll. But apparently she was just like stunning in person.
Wow. But she came in like royalty too, because I mean, this is the first Bachelorette that is ever on Bachelor in Paradise. Wow. So, you know, and she was very concerned about even going into the play. Like, she was kind of talking herself out of it. And they're like,
yes,
no, we got to do it. But I think she just carries herself now as kind of like Bachelor royalty.
Right. She got put through the machine.
Yeah.
I would love to get put through the Bachelorette machine. See, I wouldn't be walking around with a microphone vibrator with a sock dick. Look at it.
No notes.
Look at it. All right, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. It's time to get sexy.
Oh, yeah.
I need a sexual timeout.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Free samples, free shipping, and our 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step and into your home too. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And we're back. All right. So here we go. So Serena P gets picked. By the way, I noticed that Aaron was wearing socks and these crazy little tiny sneakers. Katie, you're nodding your head. He looked like he had like tiny feet and he had like these weird socks and like tiny sneakers. What was happening there, Katie? Did you notice that?
I've noticed a lot of them are wearing weird socks and sneakers on the beach. And then Joe keeps wearing those no-show socks with sandals. And I want to just rip them off. I hate it so much. I don't know what's going on. You're on a beach. Why would you be wearing shoes? Like, what? Yeah. I guess maybe the crabs. That was like the only reason I could think.
Crab pinches.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was it's really hot, the sand.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It'll burn your feet. So the girls are like, look, all girls are thinking that the guys all just seem jealous of Thomas, which I kind of have to agree with. And they're like, well, I don't know. We have to find out ourselves. Is he really a bad boy? All girls love bad boys. And Trey is like, he's lying. He's a liar.
Oh, God, Trey.
Yeah, he went big.
Oh. Trey is so sweet, but he's so easily thrown. But like,
yes.
Live and let live, bro. You got to just kind of like let it roll.
Because he's not emotionally mature enough.
Oh, yeah. He's had some things happen. He needs tending to. And then Aaron, he's so violent. He goes, if I rock bottom him and I rearrange his jawline with that, he always is so.
He's so intense.
He's so violent. Mad.
Also, you can't wear, you can't have like doll shoes on and say stuff like that.
No.
Michael, how do you feel about Aaron?
Aaron is always like in a, he seems like he's always perpetually really grumpy. His face is just always so intense. He's either like really smiley, but it's like so smiley where he seems he's going to murder you, or he just has a murder face where he's going to murder you. He's going to murder you at all times of the day.
He's either going to murder you because he's psyched, or he's going to murder you because it's time to rock bottom him. Like
I know. He's just upset because he's like, oh, I thought I was the tall, like, tan guy, and then Thomas comes in. He's a little taller and tan, and the ladies, he floods their basements way more. He's like, not one basement is flooded when I walk into the room. He's like, I got burned for it and everything. Nothing.
Floods the basement.
Yeah. He's just jelly. Keep it up.
Oh my God, this is thrilling. So then he's spinning out. So then Aaron's spinning out. Trey starts spinning out about Tajwan. He kept mentioning his height. He's like, I'm a large human. You know, I am a large human. And then he goes, oh, that's my nose. If I get concussed, I'm going to hit. You got to watch out for me. And then Aaron goes, I'm going to kill that guy.
Yeah. Went straight to murder.
Yeah.
Great to move.
No, he's like American Psycho, Aaron, a little bit.
Yes. You know he has sex watching himself in the mirror.
Yeah,
for sure.
Totally. Yes.
Super angry sex, too.
Yeah. He has enraged sex with eye-locking himself.
No one else even needs to be there for him.
No, he just has a picture of Thomas on the wall. And he
right, yeah. I'll show you who's tall. Aaron, what are you doing in there? Nothing. Don't open that door.
He's on like a step stool. He's on a step stool. And the poster's slightly below him. And he just keeps screaming, I'll show you who's tall.
I'm taller.
My head will hit the thing. My head will hit it.
My nose got broken. So then Serena got asked out. And then she's like, I'm going to go. And then so she did go to Grocery Store Joe. He says, I hope you have a bad time. And then it's spiral time. He's like, the last time I did this, it ended in a bad experience. She went out with that horrible Leo, who is just like trash, who's been just talking about how all overweight women should be like murdered on a podcast recently.
That's good.
Yeah, he was like a hot Aquaman stuntman, and then he.
Oh
just,
God, yeah. But, then he turned.
But now he's like he's billing himself as a stand-up comedian.
That's good. Oh, I can't wait to see him out there. I'm excited. I would like. Will he accept this mic? That's my only question. I'm ready. Get him on the road with me now.
We should go see his. We should go see his set.
Oh my God!
Like funny to talk about.
You're right. We would definitely get the Delta variant if we went, for sure. We would get the Delta variant. For sure. Just like the emotional Delta variant. So then we watch a highlight for me, Carl fighting himself on the beach.
Oh, my God. What was happening? What? Does he know they're filming?
He did a 360 kick spin, and he was kicking the air's ass. I mean, Michael, how did you feel watching that hero?
Carl is, first of all, like he's a motivational speaker. Like that's
is that true?
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's his job. And he's like, really, like that's why.
But he is it though? Because I've never seen.
No, are you kidding? I went through his Instagram and that's all he does is like holds like lectures and stuff. I'm like,
for
what
who?
Sad
what?
Human? Yeah.
Lance, you didn't sign up for his Nutrisystem when you were there. You didn't.
He's like selling like the belly tea, whatever. No, I don't know. But he's honestly, is so annoying.
Yeah.
I couldn't, like, what girl is going to be like, ooh, this man.
Yeah, but
is...
you have to admit, he had some pretty sweet moves. For
yeah, yeah. No, I think if you see him in action, you go, well, this is someone who can clearly defend me, and that's attractive.
That's true. Okay, I take it all back.
Yeah. Lance, did you see him fighting the air in person?
I unfortunately did not see that. You know, it's fun. In our dressing room, you know, I have all the cameras, right, going, so I can spy on everyone at any time. But I didn't see that. I think I was probably at the hotel at that point.
God, that sounds like, I mean, truly. I thought it was exciting when I got to do an episode of Friends their last season, when I got to, like, move into my TV and be in Monica's apartment. I was like, oh, my God. Here I am in Monica's apartment. Like, that was exciting. But even more exciting, being a Bachelor in Paradise. I mean, you hosted.
All truly. The camera, having access to all the cameras too. That's power.
Oh my God.
That's nice. And that was what was so, like, I felt bad because I kind of knew what was going on, but of course I didn't want to tell them some information that they just hadn't found out yet.
Yeah.
I wanted to be as fair as possible, but you know, there were many heartfelt conversations I have with some that I knew the person really wasn't into them, but right. I was trying to convince them to still go for it.
Oh yeah.
Right. So like, you became a Bachelor producer. You went for it.
He was setting them up for failure. I mean, he's a monster.
Kind of.
You're a monster. Hot.
Lance.
The Bachelor's really changed Lance. We don't know who he is anymore.
No, he's a monster.
Yeah. He's a monster. He's fighting the air every day outside.
He's always talking about how tall he is when he came home. It's so bizarre.
5'10", guys. I'm 5'10".
I know. It's like the dogs don't care, Lance. The dogs don't care.
They need to know.
Look at Anna. Anna's dying.
I love the height thing was the funniest thing. The way
it was so funny.
Now you see this? You see this? Would have destroyed my nose.
Yeah.
But then he did the same act. He thought it was so good. He had to do it again and again. Somebody tweeted us that they think that he picked Serena P just to, like, show off the height difference the most.
For sure.
Just to display. Because when they were walking off on the beach, I was like, oh, he is huge. You know, like, when you did see her right next to him, either she's the tiniest person, like the combo, like that's when I was like, oh, he's enormous. Like, he's enormous. He's too big. Like that, like, if you're Serena P, that's too much.
And can I say, Serena P, that's how you do it, right? If you get asked on a date, you go tell your partner about it. You make them feel a little better. And I thought she handled it so perfectly.
Yeah,
that's how you know she actually likes the guy.
Yes.
That's how you do it, ladies.
That's how you do it. And then you go ride an inflatable banana. You stand up. You make out as much as you can, knowing you're not going to continue it. But you get that make out in hard all day. You
of
go
course.
Have a beach picnic. You go, what's your deal? And then he goes, drama, drama, drama. And then you, like, make out again. And then you go, okay, you should pursue other people. Yeah. I loved it.
It is perfect. It's perfect.
And I appreciated that Joe didn't ask, that he was like, you don't have to tell me what happened. But she did. She went and told him, and then she was got the makeout out of her system, but then was decisive about it.
But he also napped. He was napping a lot, right?
Yes.
I can't imagine napping on that level with that amount of stress. He had like an 8-hour kip. And he was just out. I was like, that's a great way to deal with your problems. I wish I was capable of that. I would be up. I'd be like bumming cigarettes from producers. But he was just like conked out in like a chaise.
Yeah, he was.
I mean, yeah, no, I felt like he moved from like day bed to day bed. Like it didn't seem like a full restful nap. It almost felt like.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He was crying under those pillows.
Yeah. It was withdrawal, maybe.
It was very distressed. Like, he was so distressed. And every scene that went to him, it's like he just had a horrible nightmare.
Yeah.
And he's just waking up from it, like, where am I?
Yeah. Hey, Joe, we can hear. Joe, we're still filming on the beach, bud. So we can still pick that up, buddy.
Because it also felt like, no, you can't. It felt like, no, you can't go back to the room. You're not allowed. I feel like they're like, okay, from like 7 a.m., you're not allowed in the bunk bedroom. So he's like, you got to be on camera, buddy. And he's like, and he's 35.
Yeah, I was expecting produce to pop out of him.
Was it Joe that was making fun of his shorts? He's like, in those shorts.
Yeah.
So he's like, what is it? Yes. He's like, no.
Joe went to Wells. Joe was like, he went off with Serena P in those stupid shorts. And then
pink.
Wells was like, are they short? He's like, not too short, not too long.
Yeah.
But they were like, pink and they were stupid.
Yeah. But he was like, he was being so honest. He was like, I'll be honest, they're great shorts, man. Fuck him.
Yeah.
No, he did. He did give the shorts a fair assessment.
Yeah, he was not like, he was like, oh, they're so short, it's dumb. He was like, no, they're not weird in that way.
Yeah, no, they're not that bad.
They're not that bad. Come on, Wells, chill out. He's a guy, Wells, chill out. He's tall. Leave him alone, man. Back off.
I was happy to see some of our sweet, sweet Wells. Like, I felt like I wanted more. We didn't get any of Wells Monday night. So at least Wells was back. I felt like Wells was very kind to grocery store Joe. He was like, you seem a little down, Joe. You okay, buddy?
What's the matter? You going through some trauma?
He's like, this happened last year. Oh, and then he was like, I don't think I can handle it. If she comes back and she's like, we'll see what happens. He's like, Woody, are you going to leave? Well, no, but I don't know. Maybe. Oh, my God. How do you feel about grocery store Joe, Michael?
I like grocery store. I think it's like he's super endearing because he doesn't really have an ego and he's just, you know, kind of goofy and not like your typical like Casanova kind of guy. So like he's like your everyman's man. I like him.
Yeah.
This was a thrilling episode. So they had this short shorts. They looked stupid. Then they had a dick shot of Thomas. They had a full dick shot of him on that floaty. Katie, I know you're always looking for the dick shots. Did you enjoy the close-up of I like that they had the underwater crotch shot on Ivan's date, and then they had a full dick cam last night on the blow-up.
It was just – I mean, it was just like a real hold on the dick for a while. It was very odd.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, this is a side note. This has nothing to do with the last night's episode. This has to do with episode one. My friend texted me, my friend Chris, who listens to our podcast. We were talking about Abigail and Noah. Yeah. She texted the following. She really likes Noah. And she, okay, here's the following text. This is just throwing this out there. She listened to our discussion. She said, I'm listening to your podcast, and I want to say that I think Noah is adorable, and the fact that he has worked with deaf children is important because she told whoever her bachelor was that there's a 50% chance that her kids could be deaf, and I think that scares away a lot of people, but not Noah, which I thought was a really sweet point. So, Chris, like thank you for that.
Yeah, Abigail and Noah is definitely my top three couples for sure.
Okay, I love to hear that. Because I was liking them, and there were some people that were on that didn't like them as a couple, but I was enjoying them. I think he's sweet. He's the nurse. Okay, and we're back. So there they are. They're making out on the floaty. Then Riley shows up. Holy cow. Now –
The
Hulk just like blasts through a wall. Here comes Riley. Taj is just shook. She is poor. We thought Taj and Trey were having their love story. Taj, Trey's uncle, like love triangle.
We didn't know that the person, which
was incredible.
We need to get the uncle on the island as soon as possible.
Who the internet has sent us photos of, and he's a good looking guy.
Oh, he is?
Definitely need to get the uncle on the island.
How much older is he?
I don't know how old anybody is. Oh, what was that?
That's there's two of you sometime, Arden, so just don't worry about that.
Yeah. It's just like I'm just like Barbara Streisand, who cloned her dog. I cloned myself just for podcasting purposes. Okay, so then Taj is shook. Riley is why I am here. I'm speechless. It was so cute going, I don't know how to act. She's talking to Wells. She's fanning herself with her menopause fan. She's like, what a man. So then he goes and he talks to Mari. He talks to Marisa. We find out that Marisa's never received a rose before Connor. She's never, ever been on a date. We've heard few times that she has gone to mini golf, but she's, it's crazy. She's so cute. She's from Montana. Yeah. And then he goes, where's Taj Wan? She hears her name and she was like, oh, That was so hot. He demanded me. He demanded me to be down there. I loved it. He just demanded me. He just screamed my name. And it was like, he made the other guys like step out of the way and was like, where's my ladies? And she fucking loved it. And then she showed up and was like, hi. And I really related.
It's also, when you're really attractive, it is amazing the things you can get away with, because put that dialogue on someone else and it's very, very terrible.
Very depressed.
But then he's demanding her. She's like, oh my God, he's just shouting for me. I love it. It's like, like if I was out, they would be like, Gareth, leave the beach. I'd be like, I demand her.
Where's Tajwan?
Bring her to me.
I think Tajwan. Tajwan's the new Ashley.
Oh, she's Ashley I 2.0.
Yeah. I love that. I love that.
I think Tajwan needs to be the new Bachelorette, because that would be the best thing ever.
I love her. I think she's never looked better. I feel like she just gets more and more beautiful. I think she wears her heart on her sleeve. I agree with you, because she was like more of a villain. Like in the beginning, she was having more altercations, and now I feel like she's just pure heart. And her, like, even her interaction with Victoria, like, I feel like she's just like in the pocket. She's like, she's Ashley. She's coming to her own, and she's ready to be the Bachelorette. I love her too. She's gorgeous. Anyway, so then we find out. Riley pulls Tammy aside. And then he's chatting with Taj, who can't handle it. And then he goes, she's like, so what's up? He's like, who do you want? She's like, I want you. He's like, I'm here for you. I want you. You pick me. It's a hard yes. He's like, ooh, I like a lady who knows what she wants. She goes, you. And then
he picks someone up.
He picked Marisa. I feel like you have to have a little more game than that. You need to seem slightly more hard to get. Not such a sure thing, right?
Like stage 5 clinger from like beginning, you know? Like that's, if it doesn't go south, she's going to go a little cuckoo.
Yeah, the first 5 seconds of talking to her, he's like, and I'm out.
Also, on a show like this, like if you're thinking from a strategy standpoint, like that's someone he could always probably go to and win over. So that's a worst case scenario that's always there. Yeah. So he's able to play the field a little bit more if he wants to.
True. You know what makes me so proud, Gareth, is that you're only 3 episodes in and you
I'm learning.
I mean, so the strategic. Padawan.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Are you guys proud of Gareth?
Stop. Mustache is growing.
That's what happens when he's proud.
I should point that out. That's what happens when I'm proud.
So then he picks Marisa. I forgot that she was even with Connor. Connor is upset. Taj is upset. And then Trey gets upset that Taj is upset. Joe is moping and flopping around on a daybed. Serena's meanwhile on her date with Thomas. She goes, the guys are not your biggest fans. He's like, I'm just a big teddy bear. Trey, emotionally, he's not strong. And then he's just sort of a tool. And then Joe is still freaking out. And then she comes back and she goes right to Joe and she goes, I told him he should pursue other people. And then Joe immediately, which is pretty cute, goes, who's the better kisser? She's like, I'm not going to say that, which in my mind meant Thomas.
For sure.
And she's like, come on. No, I need to hear it. She's like, you are grocery store Joe. But it was like, that was interesting. How did you feel about that interaction? Lance Bass.
I thought it was really cute. Like I said before, Serena P, that was the way you handle a situation when you have to go off on another date. And that really solidified for me their relationship. Like, I think this is really going to work. And I love his comedy, because he's just so reserved, but a lot of the things he says is actually like really funny.
I love this. So then Taj, warns Thomas that the guys have spoiled the ladies, that they're all like, she basically is like, look, everybody thinks you're a piece of shit because of the guys.
And he's really tall.
Yeah. So then Carl's walks over and he's like, can I steal you for a second, Thomas? So we find out that Serena P, has told him, and I actually found at that moment, Thomas confused me, because he was very forthright with the guys. He was like, well, she said the drama, there was too much drama. He's like, look, I get it. a lot of shit happened. And I want to apologize. Again, I was here. I felt he gave a very heartfelt. He was like, look, I did take them away when you didn't get time. I did lie to your face. Like, I mean, like he owned everything. And I was like, okay, you know what? Good for you, Thomas.
He's also like, I was on The Bachelorette. So I like did some weird shit to try to win, which isn't that sort of what everyone always does in a way?
Yeah, of course.
So weird about him. Like he just feels like a kind of a knob. He doesn't feel like he seems honestly like maybe not the brightest bulb on the street. Like,
but there's been substantially worse people, like more assholes on that show.
I felt like what he
like. Yeah, crazy.
Yeah, like what he said wasn't that bad.
No, that's he's right. Just tall and handsome. Like, I think they just
Is he tall? Is he tall?
Oh, you know what? He's actually 6'6". I don't think you know
what?
That yet.
God, look at his nose walking into somewhere.
I was just going to say that. His nose.
I suppose get a glimpse of what I'm holding. Like, this could be my only.
This needs to be, like, the screenshot for your Instagram.
Yes. Yeah.
This is my Raya.
Was
great.
Thomas in the room with you, Arden? I was 6'6".
This microphone, just the tip of it is so obscene.
Just the tip of it? Okay. Sure.
It's so obscene. Okay. So then, and I was like, look, I want to be able to move forward. And then Aaron is like, no. I can't. I need to see actions. Okay, I need to see actions. I can't. You can just say it, but I do not accept your apology. And then Trey, like, manned up, was like, you know what? I appreciate that. I want to offer grace. I've made some mistakes that I've grown some, like, done some learning, and I wish you well, man. Like, all good. So then they have a shake on it. And then meanwhile, Taj finds out from Serena P. that she didn't like on the date that he was speaking about Trey, that he's not emotionally strong. And Taj immediately goes to tell Trey that Trey's been through a lot. He's emotionally immature. And then he goes right over. He's like, I wish you the best. I wish you the best. I'm done with you. I wish you the best. But that was some snake move. That's some trash bag behavior. That's some human trash behavior. He's dead to me. Gareth. Is that
what
how
a
you
good
deal?
Way to prove emotional maturity.
Yeah, that's what I was going
to
say.
Right? What a great way to be like, you know, you think that I'm a child when it comes to adversity? Well, never talk to me or look at me again, okay? I'll show you as a baby.
Yeah. You're like, la, 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 la.
Yeah. He's rolling on the, he's rotating on the beach. Literally. La, 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 la.
Yeah. I know. Like, what?
I think there's, like, with a guy like Thomas, I mean, I get it. I just think none of them will admit the fact that what we're all saying, which is just he's insanely attractive. So they're trying to scapegoat it and lay it on a bunch of other things. And at the end of the day, like, if a guy apologizes, I mean, everyone's going to talk shit. I mean, that's just a big component in it.
They've all spent the whole show talking shit about Thomas. So how are they upset that he said, like, you're a little mostly, like, lacking? Like, you've been talking him human trash for days.
You said you were going to rearrange his jawline.
Yeah.
Which is perfect.
But, except but then, if he bumps into something. He might break that jaw and bump. He's very tall.
Very tall, I've read
I've read that he's very, Oh, no. Michael, he's very tall. You might not know that. He's very tall. Lance, did you notice in person that he was tall? Actually,
Lance. I noticed when he came up in there. I felt like I was looking down, but I guess I was.
I wish you were.
But you even said when you first met him, he was like so charming and you were like even taken aback. Oh, I know. Right when I bring him in, I was like, I get it. I totally get it. That's what he said to me when he came home.
By the way, I want to tell you, Jim Jeffries also was like, he's gorgeous. Like, so then his friend who was there at his stand-up show, his friend was backstage. Again, it was before the season had started airing. Thomas He didn't know, but they were like, hey, somebody from The Bachelor's here and wants to meet you. And so Jim loves The Bachelor. He's like, okay. He didn't know who Thomas was, but he literally walked in and was like, apparently he was like, holy shit. Like, I would make out with this guy. Like, he's so fucking handsome. And then his other buddy who was there, who was another straight guy, and they were both like, holy fuck, this guy's hot. And then so his friend called in when we were doing the podcast. He put him on speaker and he goes, hey, I'm sorry, I can't talk right now. I'm doing a podcast. Do you remember the guy, Thomas? What do you remember about him? And he was like, holy shit. That guy was so hot. Like, I think he's like stupidly hot. Is he just gorgeous, Lance?
He's gorgeous. And I think even more gorgeous in Paradise, because I think he, you know, what they do in between seasons, go work out and everything. I mean, he had his body on point at this.
He was ready. I don't think I could do that. I think with all the, I think I would like be trying to do it and then I'd be panicking. And then I'd be like late night snacking because I'd be like so worried about it, but then I would sabotage it. Do you
I'm
think
showing up 15 pounds heavier with a mustache?
Razzle, like, you got to get on it.
Yeah.
You're right. You're right. Razzle's got to get on it. Razzle's got to get her shit together.
Your partner doesn't like hearing that talk.
All right, Dazzle. I'll do it. I'll get my shit together. You're absolutely right. You know what? I'm gonna race the world in like a bikini the whole time.
Yeah. Perfect. And so am Hold I. The we have matching outfits.
We're gonna have matching bikinis. It's gonna be cool. Like us in like rainbow glitter bikinis. Excuse me.
And
like,
I know someone that could paint them for us.
Excuse me.
You have to do little demi bikinis, so they have to put a little bar over your butt.
Yes. And we'll wear like moon boots and just like a little snood. Oh my god.
Well, and I'll just do the Kenny sock.
That's perfect.
All right, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back and we're going to talk about Lance's bistro date. Excuse me. Ooh, I don't know about you, but things are getting so hot in here. I think I got to take a pee break.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
And we're back. So then Marisa walks up for her date. Holy fuck.
Yeah, she looked good.
Dude, I'm like.
I mean, she is pretty in person, but when she came into that date, I forgot who it was.
Yeah. Dude.
Like, did you pick again?
I mean, she's always stunning, but like the glow up of like starting at already like a 10, she took it from like a 10 to an 18. I'm like, holy shit. Like the lashes, the outfit, like the boobs, all I was like, whoa. Like she just was like, and you could tell that she was having fun, like playing dress up. Like you could tell that there was no part of her that felt self-conscious. Like she just picked an outfit that she felt great in, and she watching her walk by and ghost banjo playing fucking ukulele cat Connor.
No.
And then
it's brutal.
And then Jessenia was like, hey, bud, you probably want to go talk to her before the date. Because like every men and women were like, holy shit, she came to play. Like,
do not let her go. If you let her go, it's over, Connor.
I know.
And
And like, how has that not been on a date before? Like, how do you look
that's
like that
crazy.
And never been on a date?
Mini golf.
Yeah. Mini golf. I mean, is it the Montana of it all?
Yeah,
is she
probably
like
nowhere to go where she lives? There's
but
the
I
only
would,
mini golf is the only place.
But still, I mean, if I met a girl like that in Montana, I would be like, she goes, well, I will take her to dinner.
Yeah.
Take her to a Chili's or somewhere.
Yeah.
I love
sure.
Chili's. Oh my God. I love Chili's. I love mm-hmm. Chili's. I love their fajitas. I love their fajitas. Okay. They're awesome blossoms. Excuse me. Okay. So then he was like, hi. And she literally was like, hi. When Connor walked up and he's like, so you want to chat? She's like,
oh God,
not really. And
about what?
Like, it's over. You're the cat guy. Yeah. I'm fucking like,
I'm a leopard
J-Lo.
And you're a kitten. So
he's like, but I wrote a song about it, about your departure. You don't want to hear it?
Dude, and he's clearly every song he clearly worked on for a few months. Like, he didn't just come up with any of these on the beach.
Oh,
he's
no,
been
he
rehearsed.
Just, insert name here. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Insert name. Because he knew who the cast was, you know? And then so then he's like, no, I'm not upset or sad. I just, she's like, look, this is my first real date I've ever had. I've never had a man take me on a romantic. And we heard again about the mini golf. Like, I've been to mini golf, but I've never been out, taken out for dinner. And it was just like, holy shit. Enter Lance Bass, stage left.
Yeah.
I did not notice you were sweating, if it makes you feel any better.
I agree.
Oh, yeah. Go look at the footage. It's all right here.
Oh, I did.
Oh, I did.
Like, could someone give me a rag or something?
I didn't want to say anything, but at least you spoke up and I was like, oh, yeah, you're fucking sweating.
I did not notice. We all look at ourselves so much harsher. We do. I'm like, literally on my self-tape auditions, I'm like, that's what you're like. Like, I always feel like in real life, I'm fine. And then, like, these iPhones, I'm like, holy shit. That's how I'm captured on film. What the hell? What happened? Okay. Anyway, so then there comes Lance in a suit and tie in the heat, bringing it. Excuse me. And he goes, Lance is all about honesty. And here's the thing is, we have a special menu. And then, did it stink in there? Like,
it wasn't as bad as you would think about having just, you know, animal parts everywhere, but no, it wasn't that bad.
I thought of every vegan and vegetarian watching
trust
it.
Trust me. I know.
I'm sure they got shit because it was like Katie's leaning forward. I thought of Katie. I know. Here comes Katie.
No, I'm vegan and I like literally couldn't watch. I was like almost throwing
up.
Well,
I mean, I'm getting shit. Of course, I didn't know what the date was until I got there. But, you know, and I eat meat. I'm vegan like twice a week. But,
hey, it all counts. It's fine.
Part-time vegan.
I eat meat and it's, I'm all, you know, I'm against the whole factory farming shit and that's how we treat our animals. But, you know,
ethical argument I would make, because I am also animal rights. I don't feel like those are pieces of the animal that are in high demand. So I feel like that's your loophole.
And okay. I have to say that all of that was eaten after we left. So the crew eats everything. Like if there's a dinner date, the crew eats every single thing.
So they were eating pig snout?
Yeah,
they were
eating
snout. The pig snout.
No, they
it had to be the boom guy.
Oh my God. Okay, so then there was claws, tongue, nose, bugs. And so the thing is, answer your question or eat. Have you ever slid into a celebrity's DMs? No. How many people have you slept with? They both ate. That was the first one. I can see that because if your number's super high, you don't want to tell it. If it's super low, you don't want to tell it. Like,
but also, like, who really? I wouldn't say because, like, who counts? I feel like only douchebag counts unless it's been a low number. But if you're like, 56, yeah. It's like, why do you know that exact number?
Yeah,
like,
that's
why?
True. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Wait, did you see this meme? Hold up, see if you can read it.
What does it say?
It says, Marissa, I'm really excited to go on a romantic date. Lance Bass, tell me how many people you slept with or eat this pig penis covered in vomit.
Wait, was that what was in the vial? Was that vomit?
I don't know what was in that thing.
I'm really excited to go on this romantic date. Lance Bass, tell me how many people you slept with. That's who you are now, Lance. That's who you are now.
fucking penis covered in vine.
If that's what it takes to become host of this show, I'm in.
Oh my God, I would be so excited. I want this for you so badly. So then they go, answer the question or eat the tongue. So Riley ate it. So then I was surprised they didn't say most embarrassing story. Like, I could easily tell. Like,
just make something up.
Yeah. Oh my God, I know so many. I do embarrassing things on a weekly basis. So then Riley, they were like, I have there was like he loves ass play, we learned.
Yeah.
Grab his button, it's all on. Mm-hmm.
And then we learned Marissa masturbates every day. She loves sex. Leading up to Riley, when he wants it, he does a little chin scratch, and then he's like, I want it. And then they kissed.
And then Lance right stood. Like, that's amazing. But that, okay, for your fan experience, that has to even take it to another level where you're like, I get to like sit around while they're hooking up.
Yeah. And I know,
and
the
just
rule.
Watch it.
And watch.
And I know the rule of posting this, you don't interrupt them.
Yeah. Right?
So there's like, you do not, if they're right. crying, or if they're kissing or having sex, you don't interrupt. You sit there for hours staring at them.
You basically were in the boom boom room with them. I mean, that was like the beginning. That was like the foreplay. And you were just like,
I knew this was going down the moment she said that she really loves sex.
I know.
Something just went bing, and then it was on. Like, I knew this was going to be like an amazing couple.
Dude, I mean, how did it feel standing there? How long did the kiss go on?
It was pretty long. Yeah.
How did it feel standing right there? Was it like
just hearing the sounds of tongue and tongue?
You know, tongue. Smell of animal parts and sweating. And my thing's like, they had just eaten some of this stuff. So I was like, this is less romantic. But they loved it. I mean, they came to play. They actually enjoyed all of it. They didn't think any of it was disgusting.
It was a very sexy date.
I thought when you unveiled what they were going to be doing, I was like, this is not conducive to kissing or making out in any way.
Right?
Yeah. No. I was like, I really thought that it was going to help Connor out, because I'm like, look, if you're eating like penis, then you know, another like vomit, like it's, you're not like, hey, let me taste what that's like secondhand, you know?
Like, so what is tripe?
Oh, tripe? Isn't that like some intestines or something?
Something like that.
Yeah. I didn't know what that was, but he was just like picking up extra shit. He was just picking up extra shit and just like chowing down.
The biggest bites of
it's lining of the stomach.
He kept biting that tongue. I was, stop it, sir.
Yeah, he ate a lot of the tongue. It was like, you're supposed to not want to eat the stuff. He's like, that's really good.
Oh my God. They did.
Have you dipped it in the throw up?
I love that they did not care either that Lance Bass was right, that they did not give a fuck that you were right there. No. Like, there was no part of them that felt remotely inhibited. Like,
I think
all
it
right.
turned them on more.
Yeah, no. maybe that's what. Yeah. That's what they need, a third watch.
Yeah. You go around and grab Riley's ass.
I've watched that.
I mean, Marissa was just... So Connor, meanwhile, the editing. The editing between them basically face humping and Connor singing on his ukulele, like the montage of the back and forth was,
I know she loves me, kiss. She's gonna love only me, as she's like just eating his face.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it was amazing. So then we have Tajwan walking down the beach, and there's crabs, and she's like, can crabs jump? And then, so she's super upset. Then Riley's off with Marissa, and she picked up a crab. She's high in the chair. She's in her little Hobbit Shire doing her interview, Gareth's future room. And then she talks to the crab, and she's like, should we give Trey another chance? She's like, okay, we will. He's 100% a better kisser than his uncle.
Oh, God.
Well, that's something.
I mean, honestly, that's a compliment. You'd never really want to hear that, I guess.
No. Yeah, right?
You're just way better than your uncle. Well, I'm not loving it. I'm not loving what I'm hearing, I'll be honest.
Dr. Banana and Katie, how did you feel watching those two make out in front of our friend Lance Bass?
They were so horny. I was like, damn, dude.
Horny.
Horny. I mean, they just instantly want each other. Like, it made me kind of think, oh, they might actually like last, because clearly there's just such a connection.
I loved it.
Yes, Lance.
I feel, you know, responsible for this relationship. So I do think that they're going to be one of the couples to get engaged at the end of this. I'm kind of predicting that now.
Well, you know, I loved that they were talking and they're like, what did you come here for? And she's like, I want to get married. I want a husband. And he's like, yeah, me too. I want a lot of kids. I want a whole basketball team. She was like, oh my God, I say that. He goes, I feel like I've been looking for a unicorn. She's like, I call myself a unicorn. I think, Lance, you might get yourself an engagement. I think
I need to come back for this engagement, which is the film. But okay.
You need to be on air as the officiant.
Yes. I agree. Call ABC. Let's do this.
Okay, we do. We need to start. You need to be the host and the officiant. Okay. So then she's like, I'm more of an indoor cat. He's like, you sound like a nester. I want a nester. I want a basketball team. One big happy family. I remember he didn't have a dad. Wasn't that right? That he'd always wanted more of a family. It was cute. And so then she goes, I need reassurance. I need a lot of reassurance. I need constant reassurance. Like, if somebody's telling you that date one, I think the amount of reassurance is like 18 times even more than you think. It's like the reassurance has got to be happening.
Yeah.
And she's like, I've hit lows when I haven't been reassured.
I just dated a cat for a little while. Rock bottom for me.
She gained 80 pounds and people treated me differently. It was hard. I thought he answered it well. You're beautiful now and you were beautiful then. I can reassure you something that every day. And she goes, I need it. I need it. The reassurance. I was like, okay, you mentioned that. Yep.
Keeps coming up. So
noted. Yeah. And then he goes, you're dope. I think I'm pretty dope. And then they made out like crazy and Connor continued to play the guitar.
Not even the guitar, the ukulele.
Ukulele.
And then she goes, he says, I think I know a place. She goes, I think I know a place where we can go. And then we literally see them in the boom boom room with cameras, like the crew watching them, like, and then we watching Connor with his anklet in the sand, and then we hear the audio of them having sex and see a lot of like the moves, and then we see them in the aftermath while Connor is pouting with his anklet in the water. Katie's leaning forward. Katie, okay, talk to us.
They must film them having sex. Like, clearly there's just a camera up there with night vision.
How can they do that? How can they do that?
I guess I don't know. I mean, unless they're like, oh no, we like, once we see you getting into it, we turn it off. But like, I don't think they do.
No. All the production is watching.
They get all the moans. By the way, I just wanted to see them roll over and hit Grocery Joe, who is still napping in that area. Excuse me. Someone's been trying to sleep all day.
Oh my God. All right. I mean, overall, Lance, you helmed a very successful date.
Yes. I was very, very happy with my bassery. But you missed the dessert. I bring in a whole thing of dessert at the end, which they think is another crazy, you know, thing to eat, but it's 500 churros.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Did they eat any churros?
I think they did. I mean, this was 4 a.m. at this point, so we were all
Wow. Oh, my God. Is it terrible that I really want to be a contestant on Paradise?
I mean, I would love it if you were in Paradise.
Can I ask a logistical question? So, like, these dates really are that late? Like, because it's like, I was curious what time this all is.
Yeah, they go, and that's the reason I never did a rose ceremony, because they would go till 3-4 a.m. and then you have the rose ceremony like at 6 a.m.
Oh, sometimes. Why? Why do they do that? Whoa.
Well,
and then they can sleep for like a couple hours and they had to get up again and start another.
Oh, no. I mean, would look terrible. I would look terrible.
Yeah, no wonder grocery store Joe is sleeping all the time. He's 35. He's a grandpa, obviously. Yeah, and he's just tired.
Very elderly.
But Kenny's up. Kenny's up.
Well,
yeah.
All right. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to discuss more of our thoughts on Paradise and do Tweet of the Week.
Bone Zone.
Let's get in the Bone Zone, guys.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
And we're back. Overall, before we get to Tweet of the Weeks, how many engagements do you think there will be this season? I say I'm sticking with three. I'm going to go with Ivan and Jesenia. Yeah. I'm hoping for Marisa and Riley. And then I'm going to say one rando TBD that we don't know yet.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to agree with you. Three, I think we'll get engaged. Abigail Noah.
Oh, I love that.
Maybe.
I hope so.
And then of course, Riley and Marisa, that's my peeps. And then, I mean, what's wrong with Tammy and Aaron?
Oh, okay. What about Ivan and Jesenia?
Yeah, I'm into that. Yeah, I like them as a couple.
Or like a twist. It could be Aaron and Thomas at the very end.
Oh, my God.
He pulls a Demi.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They actually live in love with Thomas.
I mean, it feels like he is. Yeah. It feels like he is.
You're just so damn tall.
Oh, my God. Gareth, how many engagements do you think there will be at the end of the season?
I'm going to go with three. I'll go with Riley and Marisa because Lance obviously shepherded them in with pig snouts. I will also go with Noah and what's her name?
Abigail.
Abigail. I think that's a great one. And then I think it's time for Connor to marry the instrument. I think he'll marry the ukulele.
Okay, yeah. Great.
We found the one that completes. Sure.
Okay, Michael, how many do you think there will be?
God, I mean, I'll just say, you know, I'm just going to go two. I'm going to be a little more negative, two. I think Riley and Marisa they seem, you know, hot and heavy.
She's already pregnant, so.
Yeah. then I think maybe Yesenia and Ivan, because they seem smitten with each other. Yeah. And like, I can't see them having any issues.
No, they felt like a Jade and Tanner, like early pair off. They're going to stay together. Katie's leaning forward. She wants to get in. Talk to us, sweet Katie Levine.
I thought Jesenia and Ivan were going to be it. I thought they were Jade and Tanner. But I mean, I know they lie in the upcoming attractions, but it showed there being drama. Yeah. It showed her making out with another guy and it showed Ivan really upset.
Yeah.
So now I'm worried, but they could be faking us out. Like it could be.
I know. They always do that.
So I don't know, because I would love for them to be together. And then I have to say, I had misjudged Noah and Abigail. I thought their first date wasn't good, but now that you, like, someone, your friend wrote that in, I feel like, yeah, they could really make it, you know? Like, And they look cute together.
I know. I love that.
Drama.
Chris, my friend Chris, think, you know what? We are always open to saying, you know what? We misjudged. I can have my mind changed. I'm admitting that I had been harder on Grocery Store Joe the first two episodes, but hearing Lance and Michael and their take on meeting him, I'm keeping an open mind. And Dr. Banana, how many do you think there will be?
I'm going to go with three, and I will say Riley and Marissa. I want to say Noah and
Abigail,
but her hesitancy in that first date about like going really slow was concerning.
Right.
Yeah.
I think maybe Becca. Now, I think Becca might get engaged with someone. I don't know. Yeah, I feel like we've seen maybe some energy with her and Thomas, but I don't know. And then I think those are my three.
Before we get to Twitter of the Week, and I know you have to go, Lance, so I'm just going to wrap up. I want to discuss Brendan. I'm confused by Brendan. I really like Brendan. Is Brendan just taking it super slow with cute Natasha? Mm-hmm. Like they haven't kissed. Is it because of Piper? Like what's the deal? Why isn't he kissed Natasha?
Next week you'll get all of this. I have a really good one-on-one with Natasha. I really felt, sorry for her. I just think he's very complicated. And then I think there's a part of him that's waiting for someone else to come in.
For sure. That's what it seems like.
And he seems like he can't be pushed. Like I remember on Tayshia's season, like he seems like somebody who's not going to fake it. Like you cannot force him. You cannot push him. You can't pressure him. It's not going to happen. Like he's on his own.
This was one of those relationships too, that I felt bad not giving the full information because my true thoughts were that like, well, it kind of seems like he might be waiting for someone else. It's just really complicated. But when talking to her, I needed her to find that out on her own, So I didn't want to give her too much information. And I felt
such
bad.
You're such a host. You're such a host.
You're such a host. He's so cute. Brendan, is he really handsome?
He's proposing to you. He's obsessed with you.
Looks like he really likes you.
Oh, I'm just saying Neil Lane might be here. Is Brendan really handsome in real life?
I didn't really pay attention to him too much. He was so quiet.
He wasn't tall like Thomas.
He seems handsome. I think he's handsome. Yeah. I didn't see him in real life.
He doesn't really talk much.
Yeah. Okay. I felt badly. Yeah. So I have to, and all the women are upset because the women have the roses and the guys aren't putting it. They're all just worried about Thomas. It's like, shouldn't they be trying to get roses? Why? They're just more worried about Thomas than getting roses.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. First of all, we appreciate all of your reviews. We got some fun new reviews. Here's our reviews. Oh, you guys, we love your reviews. We're trying to get to 2,000 by the end of the year. So let's go for 1.6 by Labor Day. That's next weekend. So if you're listening to this right now, just please go on to Apple Podcasts and just give us a star. You don't even have to write it out, but we do love when you leave us reviews. Here was a beautiful review we got. This is 5 stars from Cool Cow Beans. The subject is, I have a lady boner for this show. Let me start by saying, I listened to this podcast on Spotify, but I specifically went out of my way to Google how to leave a review for a podcast on Apple Podcasts because I'm just that passionate about this pod. I stumbled upon this podcast through a series of events when I was casually insta-stalking the Sentinel, Jerry Traynor, and saw his promotional post about him guest starring on the pod towards the end of Matt James's season. I found the podcast on Spotify, and when I browsed the episodes and read the names of the guest hosts, I was instantaneously intrigued, or should I say aroused. I have a lady boner for the sheer comedy of this show. My college roommates got me hooked on the franchise when the 2018 Bachelor Winter Games, and I've been watching ever since. And this podcast has been a support system for me and my bachelor journey because she's been watching independently. Let's see. Most importantly, I adopted a 5-week-old kitten who was found ditched in a street a few weeks ago. And the first thing he listened to with me on the car ride home was an episode of Will You Accept This Rose? He was immediately christened into the Will You Accept This Rose community. Thank you to Arden. Even if you frequently call people by the wrong names and get so excited that you consistently seem to slurp your extra saliva through your teeth. Okay. You lost me at that. The production team and the whole ragtag game of guests, especially Carl Tart. Hi, Carl. For the hours of comedy and validation that this TV show is just ridiculous but totally addictive. Every time I get a notification that a new episode is dropped, ABC has to go black box my lady bun or keep doing the Lord's work. Well, I loved everything except for the saliva drop. And you know what? I accept your rose.
Oh my God. I do want to say thank you for adopting a cat, though. I mean, hey, go to your local shelter, adopt an animal. You
know? We love the adopting of the cat. Also, we love your emails. Here we go. We got a fun one yesterday from Melanie Berman. Article about grocery store Joe's brother. Hi, Arden and production team. I just wanted to send you a Chicago news article from this week that's semi-related to grocery store Joe. Apparently, Joe's brother is a cop who was just sentenced to his involvement in an illegal gambling ring, and his grandfather was in the Chicago mob. Joe seems like a really good guy. It was definitely crazy seeing him mention an article about a local crime. Super exciting. Love the podcast. Keep doing the Lord's work. Melanie, that's interesting.
Wow, that makes him like 100 times more interesting.
Yeah, the Chicago mob, the grandfather, like the old school like Chicago mob is also like, oh, okay. Huh. He does seem sort of like have that old-fashioned guy quality about him. That definitely spices him up.
He seems like he had like a very tough grandfather.
Yeah, I can see that. And we're going to go back into our tweet of the week. This is how the name of the game works. The night that there's an episode. So for the next couple of weeks, there's Monday and Tuesdays. Apparently, then it goes to only Tuesday. Who knows if that's true? Whatever. Whenever there's an episode, tweet to us by midnight that night so Dr. Banana can kind of filter them down. Tag at Arden Marine, MYRIN, or Anna Hosnier, HOSSNIEH, hashtag WYATR by midnight Pacific. All right. We have filtered it down, and Gareth Reynolds has chosen his final choices, and he is going to be reading tweets of the week. We're going to pick it down to two, and then we'll pick our winner, Gareth Reynolds.
Thank you, Arden. It's Gareth, ready to go with the tweets. The first one is, I mean, Thomas literally says he was on the show to become the Bachelor, claimed he was Jesus Christ here to rapture the poon, and some other shit I'm making up because he's 6'6", and we all hate that guy. Hashtag WAATR.
So. And who is that from?
That's from Seth Demi Flawed Vat, Bass Bonnet, at Bass Bonnet. I'll just go with the ats. That's
okay, cool. Great. Okay, great. Okay.
Number two, are we sure Connor doesn't think he's a character on Glee? That's from at My Sky Eye.
He does feel like a character.
Yeah, totally.
Very much so.
He definitely thinks he's the teacher.
Yes.
Yes. Then we have If Kenny, the boy band manager, all caps, doesn't get accused of having the wrong intentions after Lance Bass shows up, ellipses, then what has this all been about? And that's from at Justin Spade. Then we have another one from at My Sky Eye. Do you think everyone keeps dying of Viagra-related accidents and that's why they've been casting the Silver Fox Bachelor for roughly 10 years now? I've just been watching recently and I'm like, where the fuck is this thing?
Where they've been doing it for years. Where the fuck is
What's
it?
What's happening?
Where is it? Because we all want it. Look, we do not want the rumor of it's rumored that Greg is going to be the freaking Bachelor. None of us want Greg.
No.
We all want the seniors. Where is it? Where is it? Okay, keep going, Gareth.
Okay, then from at Girl Without Tat? I'm not sure. Don't ask me how, but I got a hold of Connor B's vision board, and it's Michelle Pfeiffer from Catwoman saying, no more math, practice kissing preferably with another person. Then they have Sean Penn as Spicoli. They have Donald Duck, and then they have a cat from Looney Tunes making out with another cat.
I like that they actually took the time to make a vision board.
It's very, I will say, as far as they took time. This one took time.
I mean, it's hard on a podcast, but I have to say, I saw the visual of it, and it was spectacular. Who made that beautiful vision board?
That was at Girl Without Tat.
Great. I love it.
I'll figure out her handle. Then we have another one from Justin Spade. Not to be too literal, but when Aaron says Thomas is a, quote, textbook case that should be studied by science, end quote. But if he's a textbook case, it would mean he was already studied by science. Aaron doesn't science well. Very good point. Then at Jashal with a J, I swear to Neil Lane, if they don't stop taunting us with the Senior Bachelor, I'm going to go down to the Villages and film it myself.
That's a good one.
All right. If we're narrowing down to two, I would say my favorite three are the Glee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I also like the science one, like the textbook. I like the vision board, and I like the Villages senior. Which two do you guys like the best?
I definitely like the Glee. I love calling Neil Lane God. That is amazing. And of course, I got to give my vote to, you know, Kenny Boy Band, because you put my name in the.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right, Gareth, I'm going to let you narrow it down to the final two, and one of them has to be the Glee one. But you get to pick these.
A lot of work, Arden. A lot of pressure. You're just casting upon. I'll handle it the best I can.
You know what? Because I saw, I see somebody with a mustache, and I'm like, that's a man that takes charge.
That's going to get you in a lot of trouble.
Who goes, bring me Tajuan. I see a take charge man that can.
Bring Tajuan to me. She is mine. let's go with the Glee one about Connor. Let's go with the boy band manager about Kenny. And let's go with Neil Lane and burning down the Villages if we don't get the Senior Bachelor. How about those?
Okay. All right. Great. Here we go. So we're going to narrow it down. Well, you read them out loud to us one more time.
Okay. So our finalists for Tweet of the Week are we sure that Connor doesn't think he's a character in Glee? Followed by, if Kenny, the boy band manager, doesn't get accused of having the wrong intentions after Lance Bass shows up, then what has this all been about? Followed by, I swear to Neil Lane, if they don't stop taunting us with the Senior Bachelor, I'm going to go down to the Villages and film it myself.
Ooh, I swear to Neil Lane is a really good one.
I think that's my vote is Neil Lane. Yeah.
That's mine too.
I'm with that one too.
You know what? I was going to go Glee, but then I swear to Neil Lane.
Where's Neil Lane?
I got to go. They are taunting us. Like, where the fuck
they
is
are.
This? I got to go to I Swear to Neil Lane. Okay, Katie.
I really like the Glee one. I have to say that really made me laugh. I'm going to choose Glee.
He does think he's a character on Glee. Okay, Dr. Banana.
I think I have to go Glee too. It's so true.
It's very so accurate. True. Well, we have 3-2, and the winner, will you please reread the winner and the handle of the winner?
Absolutely, Arden, and I'm not delaying by talking slowly right now because I didn't look at it. The winner is from at Jashal, Jashall. I swear to Neil Lane, if they don't stop taunting us with the Senior Bachelor, I'm going to go down to the Villages and film it myself.
Oh my god.
The villages.
It's very perfect.
It's really well done.
Well done, yeah.
I swear to Neil Lane.
It's so true. What is happening? Let's go.
Where the fuck is it? It's been
weeks to film these things.
It's been 3 years that they've been talking about. Where the fuck is it? Where is it?
I swear to God, if these seniors are younger than us, I'm going to kick someone's ass.
Well, you know what they're doing? They're slow playing.
Gonna be on it.
I was just going to say, it's Grocery Joe. That's what they're slow playing. They're slow playing it until Grocery Joe is a little grayer.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I can't. I just can't. Oh my God. Wow. What a delay. I mean, honestly, look, if I wasn't starstruck by Lance Bass before, I can't believe I've just podcasted with the host of Bachelor in Paradise. Lance, what would you like to promote?
Besides your show, Bachelor in Paradise.
I have a show, Bachelor in Paradise.
I've never heard of it. What is it on? Is it tall? I don't know what size it is.
It's very tall. So I'll be hosting the next two episodes of Bachelor in Paradise next week, which I'm super excited about. And then my Unicorn Hunter show is out. All six episodes are out now. So go to unicornhunters.com to watch all the episodes. It's basically a Shark Tank for billion-dollar businesses. It's really
cool. Yeah. I need to come up with something fast.
Yes.
Fast. Sharks. Unicorns. I'm looking for $200,000 for a 1% investment in my company. I make people super horny when I feed them pig snouts and I make them tell me their secrets. What do you think? It's a bistro.
It's your penis mic.
Oh, yes. I could do a vibrator/USB mic.
Yes.
That's $1 billion business.
That's $1 billion podcast business. Michael Churchin, where can people find you? What would you like to promote?
You know, you can just find me mostly on Instagram at Michael Churchin Art, on Twitter at Michael Churchin. And I just like to promote my face, right?
This is my move.
That move rings a bell. I've seen that move somewhere before.
That was such an interesting move. It was like the chin, like chin.
Well, I
was like,
and she goes, "I like it," and he does it right away. It was just very well played out.
I didn't know what he was talking about. Like I could, because again, I couldn't pause because I'm in a hotel room, so I was like in real time. So when he said word, I was like, "What is he talking about?" And that, like, because I'm writing it out like a crazy person trying to keep up in real time, and then. And then I was like, oh, that, there it is. There it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gareth, what would you like to promote? Well, you're going to be in Seattle this weekend.
I'll be in Washington, in Tacoma and Spokane this weekend. You can go to GarethReynolds.com. I'm on the road all over the place. And you can go to DollopPodcast.com to try to find my podcast dates. And then on social media, I'm at Reynolds Gareth, because this Welsh guy named Gareth Reynolds got the handle first.
Oh, damn it. Damn it.
He's a little right-leaning, too. I'm not going to lie. For a while, I was like, hey, this guy's okay. And then lately, I've been like, yep, oopsie poopsie. A little crazy, a little pro-white.
That's terrible.
It's just not ideal.
With your name.
Not ideal. Not out there fielding my tweets. I'm like, hey, buddy, you don't even need to respond to these anymore. It's fine. I got this. I'll figure it out. I'll find it.
Well, I want to promote my handle at Gareth Reynolds on Twitter. As my website. It's my website. My book, Little Miss Little Compton, is coming out in paperback in September. So you could, if you were like, oh, this hardcover is too heavy, when is it going to be paperback?
That's my issue.
You could order it now. You could bring it with you. I don't know. You could use it to like bend and fold, which you couldn't do with a hardcover. I just want to say that we are starting F-Boy Island on Patreon, and that it's our Patreon episode won't be up till Saturday because I'm flying on Friday. So that's when we are going to – we won't be able to record it. And so that's – it's going to be up on Saturday. You can find me at Art of Marine. Doesn't look like Marine. Looks like Myron, M-Y-R-I-N. You can blame my drunk Viking heritage. Tana Banana, Dr. Bananas. My family, our genes are so bad that we're anti-evolution. We get smaller each generation. You're supposed to get larger and larger. My grandfather was like 6'4", and each we just are shrinking until we spontaneously combust. Dr. Banana, talk to me. Where can people find you?
I am at Anna Hosnia. Keep tweeting at me. Tweet of the Weeks are so great. You guys really make me laugh, and you guys are on fire.
They're on fire. There's so many good ones. Katie Levine.
I am at KT_money on Twitter and Instagram. And if you live in California, please vote in the recall election. You should have already received your ballot. But if not, you can register by August 30th, and you have until September 14th to vote. And if you need info on that, go to iwillvote.com, and you can find info on how to register if you're registered, all that.
Yes.
You guys, I mean, all of you, Lance Bass, Michael Churchin, Gareth Reynolds, what of combo. I would love to have you in person towards the end of the season so we could see if we were all right, because you guys are such a favorite group of mine. I just adore all of you. So thank you so much for doing the podcast. My name is Arden Marine. If you need me, I will be in a wallpapered room at a hotel in Seattle holding a dick mic. Just waiting for a night shoot. Okay, until next week. Goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight. It feels so good. I just got one little question for you, girl. Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Accept this rose into your world.
Will you accept?
This Rose is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Did you know some travel credit cards offer 10 times points on your spending? Don't miss out on big rewards for your next trip. NerdWallet lets you compare smart travel credit cards side by side, curated by an expert team of finance nerds. What could future you do with better travel rewards? A free flight? A room upgrade? Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at NerdWallet.com. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet. Finance smarter.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.